But I wanted to spend a few minutes today on Rashi, Dehainu Rashi ben Mukhi Yosef Shita, and a few minutes on Rabbeinu Tam. So since we started schmoozing a little about Rabbeinu Tam, let's talk about Rabbeinu Tam first, then we'll come back to Rashi and then Mukhi Yosef. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the way we learned yesterday, is that Shtar is good. The limitation on the P.M. Alayim Piksavam is only the P.M. Alayim Piksavam is only an Elaim Shein Haroi Ledaber. If he's in Haroi Ledaber, his Ksiva doesn't do anything. But somebody is Roi Ledaber, so his Ksiva counts. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. So I asked you yesterday what would be like Rabbeinu Tam if you don't remember. The person doesn't remember. Could you bring the shtar into bed? Or, if the person's dead, he's not alive anymore. He's not alive. He's not right to say Eidus. Why can't someone who's not alive say Eidus? Huh? It's because he can't talk. It's because dead people are possible to say Eidus. Some dead people are possible to say Eidus. It's Eidus Shiat Yechal Azim, huh? We'll talk about it a different time, no? Dead people can't say Eidus because they're possible. Lamdin says because he's possible. Tashkent says about Batish because dead people can't speak. Huh? It's Eidus Shiat Yechal Azim. How can we imagine him?
Anybody who's not
in town.
Every person
who's
left town
is Eidus Shiat Yechal Azim. If you left town, it's Yechal Azim. What? Dead people? Hey, Yechal Azim means you have to punish him with Kasher Zomer. You give dead people Malchus. Yeah. Mammon, he doesn't own dead people, don't own Mammon. It's Chayav Mammon. At any rate, there's no question that dead people are Pasulaitis or not able to do Aitis. Just like an Elaim, an Elaim's not Pasulaitis, you just can't say Aitis. So, what's going to be like Rebbeinu Tam? That's a Shaila. So, let's learn a few lines of Tosfos, and there are two ways to learn the Tosfos. And depending on how you learn Tosfos, you'll come away with two different. Look at the Tosfos on Memara Amar Aleph. Hodamina Beperfez Diksubis. Those five lines. Tosfos here, you have to bring the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Issachash. Hodamina Beperfez Diksubis. Kosevay them, you do say Allah Shtar, Umeir Aleha, Achar Kamashon. Busha Zecher, Meyatzmai. You're allowed to write. You see an Eidus, you're afraid you'll forget it. You can write it down on a piece of paper. If you look at it and it reminds you, Yezecher Me'atzmai, once you look at your paper, you remember the Maisa, so you can say Eidus. Aval Ein Zecher Me'atzmai, but if you don't remember the Eidus, you just take out the paper and it's your handwriting. It must be true. So the Gemara says, Ein Zecher Me'atzmai Loi. So Tesisi Akasha. If you wrote it down on a piece of paper and you don't remember it, it's no good. Why isn't that good? You're not an Elaim. It should be good. I'll give it out. Mipiksavam. Why isn't it good to give it into Bezin? That's Tosfos Kash. Who cares if you remember? You don't remember. You have a piece of paper. Take the piece of paper. Give it into Bezin. So Tosfos answers. That's because he didn't bring it to Bezin. If you bring it to Bezin, it's taka good. That's what Tosfos says. The second teretz is, v'oid shema eidecho b'ksav ein choshev eidus. A paper with one eid, that's not a shtar. Shein shtar ala b'beis. Lachi lo mahani, made it sense. Who did Tosfos mean to ask his kashalot? When Tosfos asked, why can't you take this piece of paper out in Bezin? Tosfos meant to ask on Rabbeinu Tam, or he meant to bring a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. The Klur Tosfos two ways. Pashuk Shad, he says the Akasha on Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says Ksav Yada is good. Why isn't it good in Masechta Ksuvos? That's Pashuk Shad in Tosfos. Right? Tosfos said your handwritten Ksav is good. Why isn't it good in Masechta Ksuvos? That's Tosfos Kasha.
Not
so then Tosfos Teretz is a little bit of a problem. Tosis first has bechlal is hard to understand. Haynuk she'enim oitzik savyadei bebezin. So he doesn't bring it to Bezin. So why don't you tell him to bring it to Bezin? The Gemara Ksuvos is talking about a case. Tell him to bring it to Bezin. He has a paper. It reminded him. It doesn't remind him. So he wants to say Yedis. So tell him to bring it to Bezin. Tosis first teretz, you have to learn that the Gemara is talking that he looked at it, he reminded himself, and then he lost it.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't have it,
that
it wasn't written for
that.
He didn't write a paper and
I agree. There's no what Tosis says. He's not bringing it to Bezin. It's not the worst of Tosis. Tosis seems to say it would be good. Let's look at the Void. Void, Shema Erecha Beksav in Choshev Edis. Erecha Beksav is not an Edis. Shein Shtar Elo Bebez. How does that answer the Kasha? The Kasha was that not Al Shtar, Rabbeinu Tam Shita is, you could write it on a piece of paper and send it into Bezdin. You could send in Yehidus to Bezdin. So it's not a Shtar. Yeshkayach, I don't want it to be a Shtar. I want it to be Mipik Savam. And if he's not an Elaine, Mipik Savam is good. So you have two choices in how to learn Tosis. Pash Pshat and Tosis. Tosis is saying, that Rabbeinu Tam is saying, that even though I hold Mipik Savam is good, but it has to have some type of a form of Ishtar. It still needs a form of Ishtar. Why exactly? I'm not sure. But it needs some form of Ishtar, which means two Eidim, not one. Every Ishtar is Kasher of Mipik Savam. But why can't you send in your Eidus also? Write a letter to Bezin.
There's no difference.
No, there's a difference because the shtar needs to weigh them, and Pik Savam is good one. So it's a chiddush. It's a big chiddush. No, Tais is saying just the opposite that
you need two to decide.
Why can't it be one?
Because
the shtar would want to also know. But who said you need a shtar? Well, why do you need a shtar? Why can't you do a ksav and write a ksav into bed?
Because the
Pik
Savam is only the whole question. Was that how does a shtar work?
That's true, but once Rabbeinu Tam says that, every ksavim should work too. Every ksavim should work. It shouldn't need a din shtar. But you're right. Tosis is saying that afal pi kein, even Rabbeinu Tam, you need a din shtar. That's what it sounds like. Rabbi Chanan learns not that way. Rabbi Chanan learns that Tosis meant in his kasha to bring a raya to Rabbeinu Tam. That you see, you have to be right. The Gemara Ksuda says, if you don't remember, it's no good. Why, if you don't remember, isn't it good? Rabbeinu Tam is geshmak. If you don't remember, it's no good, because that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. You have to be right. Shas Maisa. But if you learn not our Tosis, so Tosis is saying, why over there, if you don't remember, what's wrong with it? Tosis is saying that those who argue with Tosis will hold you need a din shtar, which is taka what the Ramban says, you need a sechashtar. The problem with Rabbi Chanan is that Rabbi Chanan is saying, if you don't remember it, it's good. That's what Rabbi Chanan is saying. If you don't remember it, it's good that it's no good. Put it this way, if you don't remember it, Mipik Savam doesn't work. Just like Elaine doesn't work, not remembering doesn't work. That's what he seems to say. That's what he says. Mechanan says, just like Elaine is no good, not remembering is good. First of all, Rabbi Chanan is saying, it's not a din in the Gavra. I asked you, if you write a shtar during Chazaras HaShatz, is it a good shtar? So he said, what do you mean? The Gavra is not an Elaine. He could talk. So Bechadon compares it. He's going to Shitasa. He holds not a psalm the Gavra, not Roy to speak. He says, if you forgot, that's also called not Roy. It's also called not Roy. The right to speak is not Roy. And the Lord of the Shemayin Esrei, if you sign a shtar, he says, also no good. But Bechadon is a little of a pella. Because Pashtus, you only have to be Roy at the time you sign the shtar, not at the time you bring the shtar to Bezdin. Pashtus, you only have to be roi when you sign it, not when you bring it. I don't know how Rabbi Chanan will learn, unless there's a shayach to learn Rabbeinu Tam, that if the Edom died, the shtar is not good anymore. Because if he died, he's also not roi to Lahei.
Must be Yisra'an Ba'al.
But that's not like Rabbi Chanan. You can learn Tais is not like Rabbi Chanan. But the way Rabbi Chanan is learning that it's not meant to be a kasher Rabbeinu Tam, and Einai Zeicher is Kamay Yilein, that's a new way to learn Rabbi Chanan's learning. If you don't remember, it's just like an Elaine.
The conclusion that the guy that makes it that they died, kind of starting against it, they always have it, they didn't.
So it's a problem. If Edim are dead, it's a kosher star. So I don't know how Rabbi Chanan is learning. It's a very, I don't know. Maybe I misunderstood Rabbi Chanan, but that's what Rabbi Chanan is learning. You can learn like that and say he's not learning Tysus that way. But you look at me, I'd rather learn Tysus. Tysus is asking like Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, what's the difference you remember now, as long as you remembered when you signed? And for Tysus, Rabbeinu Tam is mighty, you need two things. You need a Nusach Hashtar, a form of Hashtar, plus you have to be Roy Lahei. So that's as far as Rabbeinu Tam is concerned. As far as Rashi is concerned, the Ksais brings the Maharit. The Gemara says, Mechab ifnei shnayim ve'ein tzarif loy meksuvu. The Maharit says, and this is the Ksais is Kuf Mem Vav David, the Maharit says, you can only write it during the 3 years. You can only write a shtar mechad during the 3 years. Once the 3 years are up, you can't write it anymore. It's chav lachrini. During the 3 years, there's no chayv to anybody. Because during the 3 years, the person can make machaz. So you can write machaz. But if you made a machaz during the 3 years, and you want to write it after the 3 years, zatim arid, you cannot. And the Tumim says, Dvarav Tumim. As long as the macha itself was during the 3 years, ma'inach gemina, if the when it's written, if the macha was during the 3 years, so what sense you write it during the 3 years? After the 3 years, so it's devarav tamuim. Doesn't understand it. I'll tell you what he says, what the Ktzai says to explain the Maharit. He explains the Maharit in line with the Muki Yosef and Rashi. He learned in Rashi and in Muki Yosef what's their shita? That Mepiyamolim Piksavim is a psul. A Macha is written in the Lashon Amapik Savai. It's like you're writing, you're representing the Meicha. The Meicha is now doing it. You're Ki'ilu, you have a Shliach of the Meicha to do it, even though you didn't make your Shliach. It's our Levitsu. But you're saying, He danu alav, Lichtav Shemich. So, you're writing for him. So the Kayach of the witnesses of the Edim are subrogated to the kaiches of the meicha. They only have those kaiches that the meicha has. Because remember, the whole Muki Yosef's pshat is that it's not a psul mepik savam because you are doing for them, for him. You're like a shliach to do it. So since you're like a shliach to do it, you can only do a kol zman he has kaiach to do it, and not after he has the kaiach to do it. So the Muki Yosef, Rashi, and Marit are all one. Aval Tzarechiyim, one Nekuda in the four Shitas that we're going to walk away with that I don't know how to deal with. This Shita of Rashi, the Balamar, the Muki Yosef, the Marit, that it's not a psul mepik savam, because the Edim are only writing as representatives of the Baal Hashtar. And that's why Muki Yosef says you have to write such a lashon. He don't know alav. Why doesn't it say in all hilchos shtaris that you have to write such a nusach? Every other shtar It doesn't say Shulchan Aruch, you have to write a Lashon Heidanu Alav, and if you write a Lashon Shamanu or Re'inu, then it's possible. No Eidim, what do you write? Re'inu, Rubain, Lava, Mishimin. According to Muchiyasim, it's not a good Nosach. So Tzais himself blives at this Kasha. He says he doesn't know why the Ramah passes like the Muki. If you wouldn't pass like the Muki, I said, okay, so it's the Muki Yosef Shita. You don't have to be passing that way. But the Ramah brings the Muki Yosef by Mecha. He says, by Mecha, you have to write this Nusach. And the way we understand in the Muki Yosef, not a special din in Dine Mecha. It's a din in Mepi Amalai Mepi Ksava. That Eidim have to write as representatives of the Baal HaShtar. So why doesn't it say that? In all Hilchos Shtaris, the truth is, by Gittin and Kedushin it says it. Because what's the Nusach of a Shtar by Gittin and Kedushin? Harei At Mekudesh Shesli. Bishtazub. Not Bishtazub, but Harei At Mekudesh Shesli. There's Taka Nusach, you're writing not as witnesses, but as him. Or a Nusach of a Get. The Mar's Lashon is Harei At Mevureshes. We had a different Lashon, like the ninth parak in Gittin. But also, you're writing for him. But why doesn't it say, Frank Tzais, all Dinei Mamin, if you want to use the Shtar as aid, you should always have to have such a Nusach. So he survives in a Tzarachian. The Ikra is that it has to not say Shmano Reina. So what does it say? The truth is, nowadays, when we write Shtaris, whenever it happens occasionally, I'm in a Bezdin and we have to write Shtaris, we have to write that Lashon. When we write a Shtar to be Makna Karka, we write the shtar, usually in English, depending on who the Baal Dinim are. We write, I hereby, we write the Lashon, I hereby do this and this. And then Eidim sign as witnesses. The truth is, we do write such a Lashon, typically. So I say, yes, why in Shulchan Aruch? It doesn't say such a requirement that it has to have such a Lashon. No, because when we write shtaris, we're writing shtarei kinyan. It has to be I hereby. But shtarei raya, Shtarei Raya, Taka, it doesn't say such a thing. So B'chara said, Tzais Bleib Shver, he says to look in Simur Reish Hei, he's going to talk about it again, but you have to look in Reish Hei, I'm not sure that it comes back to answer it. But at the very least, it's a kash on the Muki Yosef.
Why does it have that meaning if it's
the Yosef? Why is the Shtar... Well, the way we're saying now is the person who can't make a Mecha can't write a Shtar Mecha.
He made a Mecha 3 years ago. He said it to people. So if you bring the Eidim, then he said the Mecha a year ago. Now, the Shtar is not Mecha, but if you can't bring it, I'm saying my Shtar is only, I'm only writing David. I'm not writing 3 years ago David the Shtar. You can't post David Shtar.
So what's the question? Why is... What's the downside of writing it? So you're asking, what's the downside of writing it after 3 years? That's a good question. Because if there's no downside, you should be allowed to write things later. Right? Well, later when it says by Hoidah, Sarach Lai Meksuvu, the Rashbam says, because there's a downside. The person's going to lose something. What are you going to lose? So I would assume, well, you do lose something. Because if you don't write it, the Eidim are going to have to come into Bezdin and will be subject to Drishon Chakira. And if they're going to write it, then they won't be. First year, you don't need, because the first 3 years, he doesn't say because they did it, he says because he could still do it. He could still get up in front of Bezdin. He could walk into Bezdin and make a Mecha there. So Memela, he won't need Drishon Chakira. So Memela, here also.
3 years, is always, all he has to do is prove it. 2 years ago, he made a Mecha, so now he can still make a Mecha today.
The question is the proof. I'm not talking about making a Mecha today. After 3 years, he doesn't need to make a Mecha. It's the beginning of the fourth year. I'm not talking the second Shalosh. I'm talking now it's the fourth year. The Maris is saying you can't write in the fourth year. So why can't you write in the fourth year?
When I write in the fourth year, I'm writing in the first year. I'm writing in the fourth year.
You're writing, we made a Mecha 2 years ago.
But what is this paper having effect? I'm writing today's date.
The person is saying that he made a Mecha 2 years ago. And he's writing it today that he made a Mecha 2 years ago. What does he want to gain with the Shtar? You only gain one thing. You don't have to schlep the Eidim to Bezdin. You don't have to go through Drishus Vachakiris. You just bring in the Shtar. Now, you're right, just because you don't have to shlep the eidim, you can bring in the shtar, that's not called the downside. The other guy doesn't lose. But the fact that you don't have to go through judicial chakira is that the other person doesn't. And so l'maisa, there is a downside. The shtar mecha is only a shtar raya. I feel like it can be done. And like the marriott, it must be, because there's a downside to it. So you can really ask me, if so, every shtar is a downside. Every shtar, you know, it's like suvu. Let's say any shtar. Let's say I saw someone sell a house 100 years ago. Let's say 10 years ago, I saw someone sell a house. So now I want to write a shtar. So we say I can write a shtar afterwards. He's losing, that I don't need Rishus HaChakiris. My kinyan b'fnei shnayim v'etzorach le'miksuvu. My hoidah b'fnei shnayim tzorach le'miksuvu, the Rashbam says, because you lose by it. Right? Hoidah, I might owe someone money. So I knew about pay, I could pay him back without aid. If there's a shtar, I have to pay him back with aid. So I lose, so you don't write. Kinyan b'fnei shnayim v'etzorach le'miksuvu. Why? Because you don't lose. You do lose that you avoid Trisha v'chakira. So the answer. Vais avoiding Trisha v'chakira is not a loss. Avoiding Trisha v'chakira, Vais is not considered a downside. If it's not considered a downside, so Vaita, like the Marit, why can't you do it later? No, so the answer is the same as the Maharit says, because the kinyan b'fnei shnayim ain't tzarach le'miksuvu, because you could do the kinyan today, and you wouldn't need your Yishuv HaKira. Machot 3, you could do it today. So that's so good. So you do a kinyan today, it won't have the same ramifications that the kinyan did before. So I'm not sure what the downside. L'chayr, we have to have a yisayid. Eidim could always write the truth if there's no downside. If the other, no one's losing from it, Eidim could write it. And the proof to that is, Haydab is neshan tzarech le'miksuvu, the Rashbam says, because he's losing. If he wouldn't be losing, it wouldn't be a problem. So why, after the 3 years, can't you write a mecha ataka? If the mecha is emes, what's wrong with the Eidim writing it? What's the downside? What's the Chav Lachrini? There's no Chav Lachrini when you write the truth. I have to go. I have to step back. I'll have to assume there's no chav lachmin. Again, we're trying to understand why loit marig. Can't you write it after 3 years? Why can't you write it after 3 years? Somebody made a machar. Within 3 years, you can write it. Ain't self like a suva. After 3 years, why can't you write it? What's the downside? What's the downside after 3 years? So I have to step back. There is no downside. So why can't you write it? So we have to go back to the mukiyasis. And the Rashi, that after 3 years, it's chsarim epik sava. The only reason you could write it is you're writing as a shliach of the meicha. The meicha only has a kayach to make a mecha within 3 years. So Mimele only has a kayach to write a mecha during 3 years. Why? So I only can make a mishleach during the 3 years, not after the 3 years. It's a husband. That's satisfied. Because I can't be a shleach to make the mecha, but why can't I be a shleach to write the shtar mecha? Mecha was made.
You weren't made a shleach to write the shtar. You didn't be a shleach to write the shtar. That's enough.
So within 3 years, I don't need to be a shleach.
Within 3 years.
And after 3 years, I do. Why?
Because
within 3 years,
not Chazaka, because it doesn't have a Chazaka yet. It's still pre-Chazaka.
And after 3 years. It doesn't have a Chazaka. It was a Mecha. I know the truth that it was a Mecha. problem is.
I'm a chaz only in Makar if somebody says if I make it to bed and then said it wasn't Makar.
No. The machah wasn't machah. What would happen if I'm in a field for 3 years and I know the other person made a machah? I'm an honest person. I know he made a machah. So I ask Bezna Shaila, what should I do? I'm here 3 years and I don't play he made a machah. If I did a machah, will be maybe I'll have a migra. I didn't have to say it. But a machah bad son is a machah. That's not a ma'aseh bezna. It's only to verify it. It's not a machah doesn't need a bezna. It needs verification in Bezdin. If we had a din Torah and I couldn't prove the Mechah, and 20 years later I could prove the Mechah, 20 years ago, I win.
Still a chazak, so the question is, which is stronger? There is a chazak. The person has a chazak in 3 years, but if he doesn't care about the Mechah, he has a chazak. Well, the fact that he made a Mechah doesn't, the fact that the Mechah didn't reach my ears doesn't make it that I don't have a chazak.
I'm not sure. I'm not satisfied with it. It's a little late, so we're going to move on. I'm not sure. I have to look again at the Marit. The Tumim is right. The Varav Tumuin. The problem is I didn't look up the Marit. I only learned the short Lashon that's going to Tzais. So why can't you write it after 3 years? It's kind of hard to understand. Even with the Tzais, it has, but it's a little hard. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Kim Shtaris Mishlash. Amarav. Ikashali ha kashali ha kinyan hechidah. What's a kinyan? We're talking here that I either give you a matana, a mechira, but I convey ownership in something to you. Which kinyan works for both karaka and metabolim? Only one kinyan. Right? The only kinyan that works for karaka and metabolim is. The kinyan has to say everything. There's a kinyan chalif and a siddur. I can do ksubin, a tanaim, everything. So you have it. Kinyan siddur works for everything. Place is a condition that Gimel said even works by a guy. A kinyan siddur is the perfect kinyan. So the Gemara here says that a kinyan b'fnei shnayim eitzar chloy meksubin. A kinyan is in front of two witnesses. Now, how come? When we say a kinyan is in front of two witnesses, Tosfos says it doesn't mean it's not a kinyan if you and I do it privately. If you and I do a kinyan, there's no one else in the room. You're honest, I'm honest, I do a kinyan with you. I sell you whatever I sell you. Later on, we both admit it. I say I did it, you say I did it. Of course it's a good kinyan. It's not like kedushin, right? We learned 100 times. If a man gives a woman a ring and says, hurry up, there are no witnesses in the room. They come to Bezin and they both admit it happened. It's nothing. We call that Eidus Le Kiyume. Kedushin and Gittin need Eidus Le Kiyume. If you do it, and everyone agrees you did it, without Eidus is garnished. So Tosfos, don't think Kinyan B'fnei Shnayim means a Kinyan only works in front of two witnesses. No such thing. La'asim l'mute sh'layechash of Kinyan, Tosfos says. A kinyan is always a kinyan. We're talking about writing a shtar, so kinyan b'fnei shnayim v'ein tzarach lo miksuv. So Amar Rava, Rava's words are a plia. The Gemara Taka knocks it off, but still Rava's have a mina. The Rishonim ask here, Avol Arayin. Amar Rava, Yikashali. If I have something sharing, all these five things that Rav Nachman said, Hakashali. This is the one that I have shared. Hey kinyan, hey chidami. If a kinyan is a ma'aseh bezdin, it should need three witnesses. If it's not a ma'aseh bezdin, you should have to say ksuvu. So what's going on here? What is a kinyan? So it's for matmiya. What's going on in Rava's mind? Is a havamin a kinyan? Is a ma'aseh bezdin? Every time you buy a container of milk in the store, you only kind it if it's a ma'aseh bezdin, if you have a bezdin there. Every time you buy a container of milk, it doesn't matter if you kain it or not, as long as the store will let you use it. But every time you buy a esrig, it has to be lachem. You have to have a bezdin. Well, what's going on in the havamini of what Rav is saying? That ha'kinyan echidami, ikka ma'aseh bezdin dami, libay tlase, ma'aseh bezdin dami, amein tzarech lo miksuvu. So, bosan debay, hagapashte, lo lakka ma'aseh bezdin dami, and the Tama, the Yitzhak Lamech Su, the Stanki Luxivayim. The Shkadach. His Naskana is that Kenyan is not a Ma'aseh Bezdin. But what in the world is going through his mind in the Hava Mina that every Kenyan is a Maisa Be'ezrin. How could there be such a thing? So the Ritva learns that Rava's Hava Mina was not that the Kenyan is a Maisa Be'ezrin, but that a Shtar Kenyan is a Maisa Be'ezrin. That a Shtar of a Kenyan is something that Be'ezrin is in charge of certifying Kenyanim. So you have to read Rava like the Ritva. Hi Kenyan Echidami means Hi Shtar Kenyan Echidami. This written Shtar, how is it? Ika Maisa Bezdin Dami Lebai Plasa. If Shtar Kenyan is a Maisa Bezdin, you need three. And you need a Psak of Bezdin to write it. And if not, not. So at least there's a Havamina that the Shtar is, the Shtar Kenyan to certify a Kenyan is a Maisa Bezdin, not such a Shvara Havamina. The Shita brings from the Ravid the second way to learn. And it's a Chiddush Atzum of the Shita's Ravid. And this Ravid is in the Ravid al Rambam in Perek, in Hilchas Mechira, Perek Hei Halacha Tes. The Ravid Taka learns that a Kenyan needs Eidus L'Kiyume, not like our Tosfos. That a Kenyan needs two Eidim. Just like a get or a kedusha need two eidim l'kiyume, a kinyan needs eidus l'kiyume. Zokta Shita, don't think the Rav is talking about all kinyanim. He's talking about kinyan sudr, dafka. Dafka kinyan sudr. The Ravid's Shita, is that a kinyan that's done, a kinyan sudr is done between me and you, not in front of anybody else, that needs eidus l'kiyume. If there are no Eidus L'Kiyume, it's not a Kenyan. Even though I admit I did it, you admit we did it. It's nothing. It's nothing. Kiyus Sudr needs... That's the Ravid Shita. Ramesh's Masber, that a Kenyan like Meshicha, or Hagvah, or even Chazaka and Karka, those things are a physical Kenyan. They're Be'etzem a Kenyan. You're taking it. You're taking control of it. The sudr is just a symbolic Kenyan. You give me a handkerchief, I pick it up, and the house is mine. It's a very symbolic Kenyan. Every time I do a Kenyan sudr with somebody, nowadays no one has handkerchiefs. I sit with two people. They have to do a Kenyan. So I ask them, they never have a handkerchief. Yes, you have a pen? You used to have pens. Now they don't have a pen either. They have an iPod or a little BlackBerry. It's called. They take it out on a cell phone. They do a Kenyan sudr with a cell phone. But they always make a joke. If you give him the cell phone, he says, okay, I'm not giving it back to you. Right? You're kidding with it. Because why are they talking that way? Because it doesn't feel like a real Kenyan. It's a symbolic Kenyan. So Ramesha in the Horus, Horan on Zion, is Mazda, the Ravid, that Dafka Kenyan Sudr, which is not a Kenyan, but Be'etzem, he calls it. Not a Kenyan Be'etzem. It's a symbolic Kenyan. Such a Kenyan the Ravid holds needs to wave it. Or else it's not a Kenyan. Now we don't pass it like the Ravid. We don't pass it like the Ravid. But the Ravid helps for Rava's Havamina. Why was Rava's Havamina that a Kenyan needs Maisa Be'ezrin? How can a Kenyan need Maisa Be'ezrin? So after Maisha, at least Rava's Havamina we can learn like the Ravid. It says, what is the Ravid? The Ravid says it needs two Eidim. Rava's Havamina is that Kenyan Sudr Dafka is a Maisa Be'ezrin. If it's a Maisa Be'ezrin, Labai Shloisha. So Rava ends, then no, Kenyan Sudr is not a Maisa Be'ezrin. The Ravid will hold Rava ends and needs two. The others will learn that even like Rava's Maskana, like Taisa says, a Kenyan Be'ezrin doesn't need anything. And it doesn't need two, and the two is live Dafka, like Taisa says. So this is Kenyan.